Thank you for holding. Is this Cliff?
Yes, it is. Yep.
Hey, Cliff. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm so blessed. It's been a good morning. A lot of work, though. Mondays are always super busy, but it's a good problem to have, you know?
Yep.
I understand you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line, not just to go over pricing. She said you had some questions on if we could help you with the website and a few other things.
Yeah, I was just kind of curious. What all services you guys do.
So, I mean, our main thing, we're a Google partner. So the main thing that we do is fill the local listings when they become available. Those are those three guys next to the map. If you type in tree services in your area, it's like Bowen's Professional Tree, Make Like a Tree, Tree Service Pros, Billings. So that's our main thing. However, because we're a Google partner, we're also able to get Google domains and websites for pennies on the dollar of what it would cost the normal consumer. So when somebody signs up with our services, if they need a website, we do actually provide the website for them, and it's no extra cost. And we have a graphic design team in-house that'll be able to fully customize your website for you. So anything you envision the website looking like or any additional features that you'd like on that site, we'll be able to provide. It's no extra cost to you. That's just something we include for you guys just to make sure you have all the bells and whistles needed to be successful with the placement.
Oh, okay. And how much does this generally cost?
Well, so when you look at companies like Bowen's or Make Like a Tree, you know, they're on what's called a Platinum Package Bundle. So they're covering more than just Google. It's like Bing, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa. They're on Facebook. It's like an A to Z marketing strategy that they have with their website. And so that Platinum Package service usually runs about $499 month to month. What I was thinking we could do for you, and the reason Tara asked me to jump on the line, is she wanted me to apply a new in business credit as well as a small business credit. And she said you were doing it part-time. So I would be willing to reduce the rate down to $249 month to month if you're willing to come on board with us. And then I could lock you in at that rate. So as long as you're with us, you'll keep that deal. It won't go back up or change on you. And the beauty of these placements, you don't get charged per lead or click or call, so you won't have any surprises popping up on you throughout the month either.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Just a flat
rate. One thing I experienced with Yelp is a lot of scammers.
Yeah, you got to be careful with directories like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Home Advisor by Angie's. A lot of those guys, they'll put themselves on Google. Like you'll probably see them there underneath the companies like Bowen and Make Like a Tree, but it'll have like 10 of you on it. And they'll get a lead, like somebody will click on it because they're on the first page and that's where everybody goes. But then they take that lead and they sell it to like three or four other guys. It doesn't just go to you. So now you're dealing with a lead where you're like competing against them, and then they charge you the lead fees for every single one. It's like whether you get it or not, you're paying something. So it's not ideal, especially if you're a smaller business and you might miss some of those calls. You know, you're basically going to get charged for things that aren't turning into business, or you didn't have the time to get back to them, and they ended up going with another local competitor. So with being on Google, it's a lot different. You get live calls from real people in real time, and you don't have to worry about paying lead fees, click fees, call fees if you miss them. Also, with our service, it's a flat rate, so you don't incur any other charges from the directories that we submit you to either. They're basically on pause unless you say, hey, you want those, right? So we're able to kind of stagger it out at the pace that you can handle it. Most guys just want the Google placement, though. That's usually all they need.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I'm not looking for very much more work because, you know, I just got a city contract for the city of Roundup. And, yeah, I got on Yelp and Angie's list before I did that. But, I got to talk to my partner. Could you put the offer in an email?
Yeah.
And send it to me so I can send it to him.
Yeah. What's your email address?
CliffMcCullough@gmail.com.
Oh, how do I spell your last name?
MCCAULOU@gmail.com. And then Cliff is with two F's.
Got it. Okay. Let me go ahead and do this. I'm going to title it Generate More Business. But the way this works, you know, just to be transparent with you, usually when a spot opens up, Google will create a list of companies in the area that they feel could be qualified. You know, we haven't had an opening for this area in the past 8 months. So it's not very common where we could just put somebody on the first page. Somebody has to like discontinue or relocate. But usually what happens is they'll send that list out to a couple of their Google partners like us, and then they all kind of race. You know, they call down the list, kind of like Tara was doing when she got a hold of you. And then once that spot fills, they close out the category. So then we got to wait until the next position opens up. Do you think this
So this here's $249 a month, right?
With the discounts, yeah, that's all you'll be looking at. Normally it's $499.
Okay, and that includes and then how much to build the website, or is that included in there?
We're going to include the website for you, Cliff. So that's a huge incentive. Usually a website alone is going to run you a lot more than $249, but what we're banking on is that you're going to choose being on Google as your long-term solution, and then over time, obviously it'll make sense for us after a few months. But we think you're going to like this. I mean, if you could do anything with Home Advisor by Angie's or Yelp, those are directories that usually use Big Brother Google to get their leads in the first place. We're just cutting out the middleman, listing you independently up there, building your own site. You'll have your own reviews. They could just call you directly from right there.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think we'd probably do it. And are you a local company up here in Montana?
Well, no. We actually cover the whole United States as a Google partner, but our main offices are right next to the Google headquarters in Southern California.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they oversee all of our operations, record the phone calls, monitor the accounts, make sure that the business owners are getting serviced and taken care of properly. So everything has to be within arm's distance. They don't have a local company out there that would be able to do this. It would have to be the Google partners.
Oh, gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you could send that email, I'll talk to my partner. And I think we'd probably do that.
Mm-hmm. Did you get the email? I sent it off here right now. Just make sure that it's working.
Oh, yeah, John Hill.
Yep, that's it, at Local Splash. And so it goes over everything. Like, you could see the pricing page. You'll notice there it says Platinum Bundle for just $299. I actually offered it to you for $249. But they do have some prepay options there. I'll make sure to adjust that to $249. You know, we're featured on NBC, Inc. 500 company, one of the fastest-growing companies in America, A-plus accredited with the BBB. Has some of our pricing on there. Like I said, what you see in that pricing page is going to be dramatically different. You know, that's more like pricing that the companies like Bowen's and Make Like a Tree. I made you an exclusive offer, so that's not actually going to be on there. I know you mentioned you have to run this by your partner. Do you think your partner would be opposed to you doing something like this if we went month to month without like a 3, 6, or 12-month contract?
No, I don't think so.
Well, I mean, being that we have the position available, I mean, I'm sure you'd like to give it a shot. That way we could show you how well it works, right? I mean, worst case scenario, if you guys don't like it, let's say you part ways, you still are going to be a Google verified business with a website and everything. And that's something you're going to want. Otherwise, you don't really exist as a business on Google until you cross that bridge.
Yeah, yep. And it looks like you guys got some pretty good reviews on Google too.
Oh yeah, we've been around for 21 years. We're not a new company by any means. So we've been around for a long time. And then we also are A-plus accredited with the BVB, which I think says a lot, because even if people were unhappy at some point with our company, they always we always go back and fix it, right? We always communicate with them. So we don't have any unresolved complaints over 21 years of doing business with business owners.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And this year would get us on
the first page of Google is the most important thing. Yeah,
first page of Google when somebody Googles tree services and Billings.
Yep, and not just tree services and Billings. I mean, it could be in Shepherd, it could be surrounding areas. We could also, if you do like trimming, pruning, removal, stump grinding, we'll be able to cover all your bases. There's about 15 different keywords or services we'll be able to list you for at a time.
Oh, okay.
So tree services will just be one of them. I don't know if you do any kind of like commercial stump grinding. I know those ones are usually pretty quick and pay well.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Pretty much, because I've been in the, I worked for Digby Tree for 20 years. And so, you know, I've got 20 years of experience.
Oh, yeah, you definitely know what you're doing. Yeah, imagine just having like a 24/7 sales rep. Anytime somebody, whether it's commercial, residential, they pull out their phone, as long as they're within 30, 40 miles of you, you could adjust that too. We'll customize it to you. But they just type it into their phone, you'll pop up as an option. Right now, if they look up double tree surgery or double angel tree surgery, you don't even show up, right? They couldn't even find you because you're not Google verified. But now all they have to do is just type in tree services or stump removal. And they can find you right there, contact you directly from right there. It'll create kind of a surplus, but then you could cherry pick what you do and don't want from the guys that contact you. So instead of being in a position to like have to chase down these leads that you're getting because you paid a fee for them, you're now in a position where you got many people seeing you as a top recommended guy, and you can kind of cherry pick the work that you do and don't want.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, it's been the number one way to market and advertise for the last 30 years. 17
yeah.
Officially, but since Google opened, right? The hard part's really just getting the spots when they're open. Sometimes a tree company will get that space, and then they'll hold on to that space for, 6 months, a year, 2 years. So you might just be sitting there waiting. Even if you had the website and you had yourself Google verified, you might be waiting a long time just for a spot to open up. For you, we'll be able to do everything from scratch, build the site, get you Google verified, and put it on the first page. So there's an opportunity for return on investment within a short amount of time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that sounds good.
So, I mean, if I could approve that pricing structure at $249 month to month, is that something you'd like to give a shot? That way we could show you how well it works?
Yep, I think I'll go ahead and pull the trigger on it.
Okay, so I'm going to create your Google business profile. You only got to do this one time for as long as you own the business. Google's going to send you a postcard in the mail to verify your location. What's the street address that I could send that to?
5008 Providence Street.
Okay, 5008.
Shepherd, Montana.
Okay, 5008 Providence. Okay, got it right here. 59079?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, and then I already got your last name and email from the email that I sent off to you. So, assuming, is Cliff short for anything?
Yeah, Clifford.
Okay. I didn't know if it's like Clifford or Clifton. I'll always call you Cliff, but this is a business expense, so you could use this as a write-off, but we also send an invoice receipt, and I just want to make sure that the name matches up properly for that. So it's MCCAULOU as the last name, correct?
Yep. Okay. Yep.
All right. And then on the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed as the primary line of contact for us and your clients to reach you. Is this phone number that we're on right now the best phone number for us and your customers?
Yes, for right now. I might put my partners on there.
Okay. I can actually add your partner to the profile right now if you want.
Oh, okay.
So he'll have full access to it if you want to make any changes or anything. He could always call in if you want to change something on the site or your hours.
Because will we be able to get on there and just kind of manage it ourselves?
Yeah, actually, I forgot to mention, so we have an app. You can go to your app store and just type in Local Splash, and then when you sign up with me here, it's going to automatically send you an outline of the agreement in writing so that we have it all documented, and it'll send you a username and password for that app. And you'll be able to log in just by clicking on that app, and it'll have everything laid out, like all the leads, the clicks, the calls, where they came from. There's a billing section, so you can start and stop the billing. You'll have a link with access to your site. If you ever want to make changes to your site, you can type them in there, or you can just call in. We have 24/7 customer service, and then my number is going to be attached to every text and email moving forward.
Oh, okay.
So the simple question is, or the simple answer is yes. I always give a really complex answer, but yeah, we have an app that makes it super easy, and then you could always call too if you want to do it the old school way.
Okay, and the Local Splash I just looked up on Google Play.
Mm-hmm.
It's got an LS on there with kind of a white background.
Yeah, that's it. It's like navy blue and orange.
Yep.
Yep, that's it. Yeah, any phone, because Google Play is usually, Google, right? We're a Google partner. So if you look up Google on Google, is Local Splash a Google partner? Any platform, doesn't matter if you have an iPhone, an Android, a Google Pixel phone, that app's going to be available to you.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that app is a lifesaver. I could actually...
When did the app come out?
We've had the app for a couple years.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. We're always making modifications to it.
It only says like 100 plus downloads on it.
Yeah, sometimes they don't download it because we have the PC version too. So it just depends on if the business owner wants to download it. I like the app version because it's like it's your business, you're mobile. So chances are if you want to check on something, you might be in your car somewhere. So I think that's going to be best than to go home in the evening, sit down on a PC. You know, with the app, you could just do it. But we do have the PC version, and that's usually where you get most of our viewership. I don't know if they have an office or why that is.
Oh, okay.
It's been around since last year. So it's been around since 2024. I think it's like June. It's been like a year and a half. They didn't really start requiring us to mention it at point of sale, though, until recently.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. All right, perfect. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed on Google, Bing, and the other platforms?
Because I'll answer my phone in the evenings too. We could just do 24 hours a day, I guess.
Okay. If you ever want to change that, just let me know. I know it might get annoying if people call you like late. I mean, when you put 24/7, it's basically emergency services. So you're opening yourself up to like, hey, tree fell on my car, things like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, we could do, you know, eight to 8 o'clock or something like that. That'd be good.
Okay.
So 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay. You want to go Monday through Friday, or you work the weekends as well?
Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday. Okay. And then Sunday closed?
Yeah.
Okay. And can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Check. I still need to figure out the card for accepting credit cards.
Okay. No card accepted yet. Okay. That's another thing, though. If you get it, you know, you go by the bank, you get this, the merchant processing or the card reader, like the Square, just let us know, and then we could always add it. And those are things we could have on the site, too. Usually when we build the site, we tell them, like, additional fees apply if they're going to use the card, because I know the bank will charge you, like, 2 to 3% per transaction. We usually put that on the customer. That way it's not coming out of your profits.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I have your profile created. They will offer you a tracking number. I highly recommend that just to help with making sure the tracking is accurate and kind of separating everything that's coming from us and what we built versus the other platforms that you're using. I want to draw a definitive line in the sand there so you know exactly what's coming from us versus what's coming from them when you make your decision on your long-term solution moving forward. So I'll recommend that, but they won't offer it until the client interview. I was going to ask you, what do you think would be the best time to do a client interview?
Usually
about a 30 to 45 minute call, but we do ask for an hour in case call goes over, you have extra questions.
Probably today, 2 o'clock our time.
2 o'clock. Okay. Standard. That's going to be 11 a.m. Okay. Got it. So let me go ahead and put you in here. It's one of the last remaining slots today. Okay.
Okay. And this year will be, you know, people Google, you know, tree services will pop up on that first page.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the main product, right? There's a lot of other things that we're going to be doing for you, but that's the main and most important thing right there.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the whole point of the interview that we just scheduled for 2 o'clock is they want to go over, like, which services you want to be on the first page of Google. What areas do you want to cover? Right? So that way we know when the people are doing the search, the guys that are calling you, they had to be in those areas and looked up a service you provide. That way you're not running into calls where you're like, no, I don't do that, or I don't go there. Right? So it'll kind of customize it to you. And then also we'll go over, like, how you want the website to look. They'll say, if you have any logos or photos to send into us, please send those in so we could use them for the website. And then they'll want a general idea on the format. But in the email, you'll see there's a section called My Site. I'll resend it to you too. We have these, like, starting sites that you can use, or just like as a template to kind of get things moving forward, and then we customize it from there. So if you like those, we could do that. Or if you know of a site or a competitor's site that you say, hey, I kind of like the way they did it, I would like mine to look like that, you could always let us know, and then we could use that as a starting point as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. So I got your client interview scheduled. That's going to be at 2 o'clock today. I send you a calendar invitation to your email. They're also going to text you prior to the phone call, so you'll get a heads-up reminder there.
Okay.
All right. And then go ahead.
And my business partner can be there, and we can kind of do it together.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. We want two heads are better than one, they say. So, you know, we want to make sure it's customized to you, and that we're setting you guys up with the right clients, and we want you to be happy with it. Like I said, I mean, it is month to month, but, you know, we do want somebody that we could work with for as long as possible. We don't want to have to keep refilling these listings. So.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. The more heavy lifting we could do on the front end, the better. So in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $249, how did you want to do that?
I'll do a a credit card.
Okay. And let's see here. Card. Is this a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Capital One.
Capital One. Okay. And does it say Double Angel Tree Surgery on it?
No, it don't.
Okay. So let me add
that.
So
it's got my name on it.
Okay. Clifford McCullough. I struggle with your last name.
Yeah, McCullough.
McCullough. It's just the way it's spelled and the way you say it sounds so different. Okay.
Yeah.
And then the billing address for the card, the address for the name card is the street address that we're sending the Google verification?
Yeah.
All right. On the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and I'll repeat it back to you.
All right. 5156.
5156.
7856.
7856.
6861.
6861.
3398.
3398. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0129.
0129. And then there should be a 3-digit code on the back.
Yeah, 107.
107. Okay. So I'm going to walk you through a voice verification as well, just as an added form of protection for you. If I say anything as we're going through the voice verification that you don't agree with or maybe don't understand, feel free to stop me. I could always rephrase it for you, but I just want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I process any kind of transaction with your company, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line here. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Double Angel Tree Surgery.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Clifford McCullough, owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided today?
I am.
Okay. You sound like you're getting sick, Cliff.
Oh, a little bit. Been fighting a little cold.
Yeah, I can hear that stressed breathing coming from you. Hopefully it's not too bad.
Yeah.
Hopefully you're on the tail end of it. I hate getting sick. I'm the worst. I'm like fine all year, invincible, and then I get a little cold, and my wife just laughs. She's like, oh, you're dying, huh? I'm like, yeah, I'm dead.
Yeah, and usually I'm flu resistant, you know, like I never get really sick.
Yeah.
But I always get these little ones, and
like
everybody
allergies.
Else will be really sick, and I'll just be, I'll just get these little ones.
Yeah. I don't get truly sick, maybe like once every like 3 years. I noticed that. But there's always the allergies come around like October, November. Things start falling off the trees. I start getting a little like allergies kind of thing going on. But like actual sickness with like a temperature, it's like one time every like 3-4 years and it's bad. You know? I hate that.
Yeah.
But sorry, we're still on this voice verification. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
I do.
Okay. It says, please save our 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts. And then if you call in, you hit my direct extension, it'll call me directly. That's 544. If you hit extension 1, it'll always connect you to a live operator 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And it says, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are not related to us. Okay. You'll be provided with a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. You have 3 options for your security question. It could be your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
First pet's name.
All right. What was the first pet's name, Cliff?
Boomer.
Boomer. Oh, man. Sounds like a big golden retriever.
No, his half basset and half redbone coonhound.
Oh,
my favorite dog.
Redbone coonhound. I don't know. Oh, I don't. think it, oh, beautiful. Okay. Sorry, I just started Googling. I know Basset Hounds, but I wasn't too familiar with the name. For some reason, I think I always called those Redbone Coonhounds Vizslas, and they're not a Vizsla, but those floppy ears and that body kind of give you that.
Oh man, I fell in love with him, and I haven't, you know, and after I lost him, I never had a dog after.
That's how it goes. You know, I had a dog from 6 to 16. It was my best friend. You know, we got him when he was a little 3-month-old puppy and the smartest dog ever. He was a mix like lab and pit bull. It was a weird mix. But yeah, when he passed away, I was kind of, I'm never getting a dog again. I can't deal with the loss. And then, sure enough, you know, my wife talked us into getting one of these little English bulldogs, and he just drools all over the place.
Oh, man,
they're adorable, yeah, but he's just drooling, you know. I get home from work and finally sit down, and he just plops in my lap. I'm like, get off of me. You're huge. All right, so I got your – sorry about that. I got your security question locked in here. So Boomer's locked in is your security question. If you're ever unsure about who's contacting you or you just want to verify, just ask them, hey, what was my first pet's name, and they'll be able to verify. Okay.
Okay. There's not going to be a lot of, because I already get a lot of spam calls.
Yeah.
And like when I'm working out a service, which mm-hmm. I do quite often. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, like I'll be out of, working out a cell phone reception during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I get back in, my voicemail will be full of this here spam stuff.
Yeah. Well, again, that's why I'm going to double emphasize, like, capitalizing on our Google Voice tracking number, because that one does have, like, a press one system to get connected to you. And so that makes sure it's, like, a real person before the call even rings through to your phone. And then it'll also kind of help you differentiate, like, what's an actual business call versus a personal call as well. Obviously, a personal call will just come straight through to your number on your caller ID system. The business call will come through the tracking number, but if you save the tracking number as lead or job opportunity, you know, that'll show up on your caller ID no matter who's calling that number. And then we also have the press one system on their end, so they have to make sure it's an actual person. So you'll get that alert, basically, that make sure that you're not missing the actual customers, but it'll also thread through and make sure that the spam calls kind of die off because they won't be getting connected to anyone.
Oh, okay. Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, that's Google's solution to it. So we provide that to every business owner. It's no extra cost. They'll go over the setup of it, and they'll give you the actual number during the client interview that we have scheduled at 2 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Highly recommended if you're already having that problem. But in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, it's asking that you let us know about any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. So basically, we know what you currently have. After today, if you're going to add anything, just double check that you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating anything. I tried to set you up with a platinum package, kind of like Bowen's and Make Like a Tree. So that way you don't need anything else, right? Should cover all your bases here.
Yeah.
Be like a one-stop shop for you. That was the goal. I know no business owner wants additional unnecessary expenses or to be trying to keep track of 100 different things when they've already have a business to take care of. So you shouldn't need anything else, but if you're going to add something, just double check so you can make sure you're not paying for something we're already doing for you.
Okay.
And then it says, as a part of the Google verification process, they might ask you for required documents. I don't know if you have insurance or license. If you wanted to do the Google Guarantee application, they'll ask you for that. But this is just a local listing. So it's not required that you have those things. We can list you regardless, and you can kind of proceed at your own will. But if you do have them, it is a selling point for people, and we do recommend that you send those in so that way we can have them readily displayed on your site.
Yeah, I get this LLC, you know, Double
okay.
Angel Tree Surgery LLC.
Okay.
And
do you
then,
want the name displayed
then,
as an LLC on your Google business profile? Or do you just want it to say, like, double angel tree surgery up there?
I think just double angel tree surgery, I think that would be good.
Okay. I just wanted to be sure, because right now I just had it as double angel tree surgery, and then the first letter of every word is capitalized.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's great.
Okay. Yeah, it looks good that way, but I just wanted to double check there. Okay, but yeah, you could always send it in if you have license or insurance. Highly recommend it. We do have another program called Google Guarantee or Google Verified, as they call it now, where they'll send you leads if you want to do like the pay-per-lead service in the future. I think right now, since you're a part-time business and small, we leave it like this. But if you do leave like Home Advisor or Angie's in the future and you do want leads that aren't like sold to other people and we hand them off to you with the customer live on the line, they do provide that service where they're basically pre-screening the calls and then handing them off to you to help you out if you don't have like a secretary there. They just charge a fee for each one that comes through that they set up for you.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And then it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is November 3rd, 2025. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $249 for our Platinum Package Bundle. Usually we want a three-month verbal commitment from a new business like yours, but it is month-to-month. You're not required to sign any kind of long-term contract. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the third day of each month. It's going to be in that discounted amount of $249 for as long as you're with us, okay? So that won't go up or change. I've locked you in at this deal, okay? And then it says you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support number. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, they may ask for an early termination to keep your website, right? They usually charge us $99 to get the website. When you sign up with us, especially with the discounts that we gave you, we're just going to cover that bill because the funds aren't there for it. But if you do decide later that you want to discontinue but keep the site, you know, they'll say, hey, you know, pay the $99 and then we'll part ways as friends. To prevent charges for any future months, if you do discontinue, just let us know before the next bill is due or before the third day of the month. And it says, do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay.
And then can I change my card number?
Oh.
Okay.
You want to do that right now, or are you saying can you do that in the future?
No, in the future, because I don't have my my company debit card with me, but I want to eventually put it
Absolutely. Even in the future, if you want to change it, we can actually have you do that manually now that you're an actual client. So this first month's payment goes through, you have the app and you'll have your tracking system. There's a billing section in your tracking system and there's a big blue button there. It says update billing information. So you could always go in there and change it yourself, or we could always do it the old school way. You could call me. I could jump in there and do it for you as well. But to answer your question, yes, we make it very easy for you, especially once you're already an active client, to update or change billing information. Just a phone call.
Right on. Thank you.
No problem. Are you getting text messages from us?
Here, let me check.
Yep. Your first month's payment was authorized, so they should be sending you everything in writing here.
Oh, yeah, local sweat. Initial invoice. Sweet.
Okay, so there'll be a full outline of the agreement in writing there, and then your username and password will also come through for your tracking system. And you could always reference the service agreement through that tracking system and app. Everything will be available there. That'll be like a little one-stop shop for you.
Oh, okay.
All right. So I want to officially welcome you aboard. Say thank you for signing up with our local Splash team here. That position is yours, so signed, sealed, and delivered. Couple things I just want you to keep in mind. Your only homework would be, you know, sign your subscription terms, send in any photos or logo if you have it. I'll send over the email address for that now, and then be available for your client interview as the next step here at 2 o'clock. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, you have my direct number and extension, and we also have 24/7 customer service, so don't hesitate to reach out to us.
Okay, and Oh, what was I going to say? Mm-hmm. That must have not been important.
It'll come back to you. If it does, don't worry. Just call in. Like I said, that's why I put that emphasis. Sometimes guys are like sign up, and then 20 minutes later they're calling back in. Like, hey, wait a minute, I wanted to ask you. Do you guys do this? Do you guys do that? So that's totally fine. That's why we're here. They have a big billboard when we walk in. It's like a digital billboard when we come to the office every day, and it tells us our educated clients are our happiest clients because they know what we're bringing to the table for their business. So. That's one of those things where it's like, be prepared to answer any and all questions and take care of people.
Yep.
Yeah,
I'm excited about this. This is awesome. Thanks, John.
Yeah, you're going to love it. I was thinking that too myself. I was looking at what you were already trying. Like Kara sent me like, oh, that you did Yelp and you had the Home Advisor by Angie stuff. And I was like, man, if you could do anything with those systems, you're going to love just being directly on Google, get live interactions from real people in real time. That's usually what results in money. You don't really want to be competing, but I don't want to dive too far into bashing them. You'll see. Give it a couple months, and this you'll never use anything else.
Oh, right on.
All right.
Yeah, and especially being up on the first page, like that's a big thing.
Yeah, that's what everybody does. I mean, I know you're a tree guy, so you probably never look up tree service and call them, but for anything, I mean, if you had a plumbing emergency, chances are you're pulling out your phone, like, there's water all over the floor. Let me get a plumber over here, you know, see if I can find a plumber ASAP. It's no different for your customers. So we're just going to make sure that you're...
Yeah, that's what I did for my furnace.
Yeah, exactly. And that furnace guy has a Google business profile, right? And he's doing the marketing to show up. That's why he got your job, right? So
yeah,
that's what this will do for Double Angel Tree Surgery. So looking forward to working with you. Like I said, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, do not hesitate to call. We got a team of people here that are passionate about helping your business. But enjoy the rest of the day, and then we'll be with you here in about 3 hours to do your client interview.
Awesome. Oh, 3 hours?
Yeah, you said 2 o'clock Eastern Standard, right?
Oh, I think we're in Mountain Standard Time.
Oh, I'm sorry. I automatically put it on Eastern Standard, and then I scheduled you.
It's 9 o'clock where I'm at.
Okay, let me see.
And I have a dentist appointment at noon.
Okay, that's right. Let me do this. The dentist appointment. You're not getting anything pulled, are you?
No, just the cleaning.
Okay. They're like, yeah, we called for his client interview. We couldn't understand him. The whole mouth is numb. I think he was drunk. That would be bad. All right. Let me go ahead and fix this then. I'm going to have to adjust this to reflect Mountain Standard Times. Just give me 1 second to confirm. Boom, boom. Okay. Click. And then I'm going to have to cancel the other one, but let me at least get this one. And where is your email? Boom. Schedule event. Okay, and then I got to let these guys know not to call you at what'll be noon your time, because you'll be probably getting your teeth drilled or cleaned. Okay, save.
Yep.
Okay, good. I adjusted that. So 2 o'clock Mountain Standard Time, they will contact you to do the client interview.
Okay, awesome. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
All right. Good luck at the dentist. I hate the dentist.
Yeah.
All right. Talk to you
Thanks,
soon.
Thanks, John.
You're welcome. Yeah, bye-bye.
You too.